Leave unrelated people out of this.
A bit too late for that.
Seeing the devastation they had caused in the city below, John couldn't help but agree. Still, it was better to prevent death where he could.
You ready for round two?
As he shot forward, his flame blade carved a path through the water, eating away at the water manor. As he passed by, the megalodon, swimming freely in the maelstrom, attempted to ambush him, but each time his blade would slash, tearing huge chunks from their bodies. Realizing his sharks weren't doing as well as he'd thought they would, Yurei's lips twitched and he thrust his hands forward.
Uzu undreth blasna kresh.
Mist rose around them as he chanted, low and deep, and the clack of bones and creak of old rigging seemed to fill the air. Around him, skeletal figures wearing the rags of sailor uniforms began to rise to their feet, shambling forward with vicious-looking weapons in their hands. As soon as they were a few feet away from the Supreme Mage, the water enveloped them, and they vanished. Slowing to a stop, John felt something in the water shift next to him, and he lifted his sword, blocking a cutlass blow that hammered down on him. The blow was so heavy, it actually drove him a step back, and he stared in surprise at the skeletal pirate who lifted his cutlass to swing again. He had not expected the undead to have such strength, but each one swung their sword as if they were in the ninth tier and attacked with wild abandon. Dodging the next blow, he stabbed through the monster's head, only to see his blade pass through it as if being plunged into a pool. The skeleton staggered backward, but its skull immediately reformed like water flowing into its shape, and with a loud cackle, the skeleton launched itself into battle once again. More skeletons began to appear around John, hacking and cutting and stabbing at him with their weapons. For a moment, it was all John could do to keep himself from being hit, and after a minute, he finally decided he had had enough and unleashed a blast of blue flame. The flame rolled out of him, evaporating everything near him, including the water that held the skeleton. Forced to retreat or face true death, the skeletons stared at him from a distance, but he ignored them as he shot forward once more, his gaze fixed squarely on Yurei.
Impressive. I had not expected you to be so skilled. Here I thought you were just a brute. Come, let us see what is stronger. Your flame or my water?